BBC News. Ukraine says it's getting full cooperation from Iran in establishing the facts about Wednesday's plane crash, which killed more than 170 people. Ukrainian experts are taking part in the investigation and have been given access to the black boxes and the accident site. Kiev says the crash is likely to have been caused by missile or terrorism. Missile strikes against American bases in Iraq have triggered new US sanctions against Tehran. The targets include senior officials and several sectors of the Iranian economy. 3 years after it was suspended, political parties in Northern Ireland have agreed to restore the power-sharing administration in the province. There had been a lot of pressure on them to approve the deal. A Mexican boy, believed to be around 11, has killed a teacher and then shot himself at his school in the city of Torreon. The child has been described as a top student. Six others were wounded in the incident. The Venezuelan opposition has refused to enter talks with the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Norwegian mediators have arrived in the country, but the opposition said the previous round of negotiations had been unproductive. Washington is, over the next 2 years, deploying two task forces to the Pacific. The Pentagon said the aim was to bolster the American presence there because of what it called China's strategic threat. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives says impeachment articles against President Trump will be sent to the Senate next week. The process has been stalled over disagreements between Democrats and Republicans over the terms of the trial. Portugal has opened a corruption investigation into Isabel dos Santos, the billionaire daughter of Angola's former president. She has substantial investments in the country. Ms. dos Santos denies charges of money laundering she faces in her home country.